Journalist Robert Kingett, who is also blind, is leading a campaign to make the services on video streaming website Netflix accessible. Called the Accessible Netflix Project, the small team behind it hope that Netflix makes their audio-described DVDs easier to find, as well as make the website accessible by screen readers. And here to tell us more about the campaign is Media Access Australia's Clarissa Fernandez. Welcome, Clarissa.
Hi, Roberta.
Now, what is the Accessible Netflix Project all about?
So Netflix is a video on demand and DVD rental service. So essentially, you can watch movies and TV shows online, as well as rent DVDs. At the moment, it's hard for a person who is blind or someone who uses a screen reader to access the website. But also, there's no easy way for someone to find any audio-described DVDs on the website. So the Accessible Netflix Project is all about making the service and its website more accessible to people with disabilities.
Well, that's great. So how did the project start?
Well, it actually started out of sheer frustration. Robert Kingett, a journalist who is blind, as you mentioned, and other blind Netflix subscribers, tried to contact Netflix about their inaccessible website and the difficulty of finding audio-described DVDs. After nothing was done after their repeated requests, Kingett and a few others set up a website, the Accessible Netflix Project, in order to gain support from others in the same boat, and also to raise awareness about using accessible best practice.
And Clarissa, what are some of the aims of the project?
As I mentioned, the project aims to raise awareness about using accessible best practice wherever possible. So things like ensuring there are captions and videos so that people with deaf have access to it, and providing audio description and videos that blind or vision impaired people can follow what is happening on screen. The project also aims to make sure Netflix provides a list of audio described DVDs available on their site, or make it easier to find so subscribers who are blind are able to identify which movies are accessible to them. And lastly, they hope Netflix improves their website so it's accessible via screen reader and easier to use with screen magnification.
So, this big question, what can people do to help with the project?
Well, unfortunately, Netflix is available in other countries aside from Australia, but you can go to the website, and it's the Accessible Netflix Project website, and fill out a form that essentially allows you to provide feedback on your experiencing of accessing Netflix. Now, because the service isn't available here, Australians might not be able to be involved in that process, mm-hmm. but the feedback form will help the team behind the project get an idea of the kinds of barriers people with disabilities are experiencing. So they can take this information and send it to Netflix to help improve their site and services, or at least bring awareness to these issues to the wider community. You can also donate money to the project just via their website or sign up to receive updates.
Well, that's all very well. So I hope that people will do that, and I'm sure that they can find more information on your website, www.mediaaccess.org.au. I've been speaking today with Clarissa Fernandez. Thank you, Clarissa.
Thanks, Roberta.
And who is talking today about Accessible Netflix Project. And as I said, for more information, you can visit the project's website at Netflix, that's Netflix project, or one word, .wordpress.com. Or, of course, you can go to Media Access Australia's website, which is mediaaccess.org.au. And this is pretty important if you do want to get that Accessible Netflix Project ahead. And as Clarissa said, it will give you a much better idea of what is available, DVDs, audio described, and it will make it easier to find as well. And it will make the website accessible by screen readers. So please do that. Go to Netflix, Netflix project, or one word, .wordpress.com. Or you can get more information from Media Access, and their website is simply mediaaccess.org.au. And this segment has been brought to you by Media Access Australia.